And we're back after a little bit of a technical snafu. We are back. It is 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Welcome back if you came back to listen to me. I'm sorry for, I don't know what was going on. So I just calmed down. I fixed what I had to fix at my home. And I closed everything and reopened everything. So now we're back and in full effect. They would have said that in the 90s. But I hope you guys are enjoying your snowy week wherever you are. Thank you guys for checking the show wherever, whenever, however you're listening to us. Coming in March, the name, it's taken me a year to see what I wanted this particular podcast to become. But yeah, I think what's in my mind, because it's me, is going to be called Glitter and the Geek. Or Glitter in the Geek. Not Glitter in the Geek. Oh, that could be cute too. But Glitter something Geek. And that's what we're going to be. So coming in March, look for new music, new theme music, all that kind of good stuff. If I get some time to do it, that's what we're going to be doing. Since I have so much limited time now, I just can't do a lot. You guys should see my basement. It's out of control. With all the fanboy stuff I have and clothes. And I am in the process of making a nerd space. So hopefully I will have pictures for that on the website when I'm able to upload everything. Because I haven't had any time. You guys know how much I work. I just came off a 24-hour shift earlier this morning, and I was pretty much done when I came home. And again I talk about my job, the actual working part. I don't really, you guys know what I do, but it's still getting the best of me. And when you have your colleagues playing games with you, it's not as fun. And also with the weather situation, it's been a complete and total nightmare. That's why I worked 24 hours last night. But yesterday to today. But you know, hey, I'm making it. I'm blessed and I'm fortunate to have a job. And so hopefully I will stay employed. Or I want to quit. Or I might get fired. You never know. My line of work is easy to do. But like I said, I hope you guys are doing great. And I hope you guys are staying safe, staying warm. All that good stuff. Because it is cold here, baby. It is. When I tell you it's cold, it's cold. And I know people are like, well, you don't know what real cold is. Yeah, I lived in Atlanta for a long time. And we didn't get as cold down there as it is in the Midwest. I know some of you guys are more north of me, more northern, and also on the East Coast. I know you guys get it, but I can only speak to what I'm experiencing because this is out of control. So we're going to talk a little bit about the weather tonight. We're going to talk about Geraldo Rivera tonight. He's getting the black folks mad, you know, when people say stuff that we don't necessarily agree with. And my thing is, I read the article and I'll let you guys decide. I'm not too sure that he was too off base. But sometimes I don't think everybody gets to have an opinion on something, you know, especially if they're not part of that race. I don't think you can have your opinion, but I don't know how valid it is coming from somebody, or how, I want to say valid, it may be valid, but I don't know how receptive it's going to be if you're not part of that race. So we'll talk about that Yeah, because I can't go around talking about the KKK. I have an opinion about them. You know, but I ain't never been in the KKK, which I don't think they would accept my membership. I can't speak to what they're doing, even though I know it's wrong. But I can only speak to, and I know what they've done, but I can only speak to what I know. And how it affects me. But anyhow, so we'll talk about that a little bit. We had something else. Oh, and Egypt is tripping, y'all. Try to root out the gays in Egypt. Y'all going to find out about that. Also, there's some fanboy stuff we're going to talk about. And then one of my favorite Buffy the Vampire stars is locked up again. I don't know if he's out yet. And I met him at last year's Indie PopCon. And you guys have seen the pictures. So when we come back, we're going to talk about all that and just a little bit more here on the 5x5 Late Night Show. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be right back.
Can you
Yeah, y'all don't know nothing about Cameo. Remember that back in the day? Larry, I think his name was Larry. I don't think it's Larry Hagman. That's not Bewitched, the other show, Genie. It's Larry something. And he had that big, one of the hugest high top fades in history. You know, Kid and Play made it popular. But I guess he came before Kid and Play. Cameo did. But they're just really bluesy. Not bluesy, R&B, soul funk group, hit the scene and made, I wonder if he gets paid for, if anybody, if when people say Word Up, does he get paid for it? Because remember that song called Word Up, remember the song? And every time, everybody knows that song, you know, and this was like the follow-up single to Word Up, and it was, I've always liked this song, actually I liked it better, because it was a little, the music, Word Up was okay, but, Candy for me was a really, really good song. And remember he used to walk around with that red, what's the thing? It was like a jock strap, but it's like a cod piece. He would walk around with that red, like leather cod piece. And I wonder if he was gay. I always wondered that. But that's my song. And you, if you're old, you guys know that song. If you was jamming to that back in the day, because I know I was. But welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Like I said, this show will soon be called Glitter and the Geek. And I'm kind of excited about it because I'm changing some things up and looking to have some new people on. If anybody can help me with Windows 8, I would appreciate it because I cannot seem to find how to fix my studio mixer, I think, so I can record stuff and use Skype and all that good stuff. Because I want to get more of you guys on and make it a more collaborative effort with guests, friends of the show, new people that I don't know, and hopefully when it warms up, Darling Nikki will return. You guys remember Darling Nikki from Real Talk with David and Nikki? Hopefully she will return when it warms up and my schedule kind of plateaus to where I'm not working as much. The thing is about work and this crazy snow. I did hire three people can start and then a fourth person. But I was going to do all their training this week and I had it planned out. You should have seen the schedule I made, you know, I had it planned out, you know, to a T. And I know when I plan, although I am a planner, I like to plan, I like to prepare myself for things. Although when I plan, I know most of the times, my plans don't necessarily work out. And that's what happened. As soon as that snow rolled in on Sunday night, late Sunday night, it had to be, it was like, because at first it was going to start at 4. You know how these weathermen, they get, they have an orgasm every time severe weather hits. Then it says it's going to start at 4. Then it says it was going to start at 8. You know, then it's like, oh, it's going to be midnight. And then it turned out to be 3 o'clock. But then that 3 o'clock, it really came down. Which, like I said, I've lived in Indiana, you know, the majority of my life. So I'm not afraid to drive in snow. I know, you know, it's just part of living in, hey, William, what's up? Glad to see you. You know, I'm not afraid to drive in the snow. I've driven in worse snow than this, but it's just the part that I hate is digging your freaking car out, you know, and I'm like, fuck it. You know, so I had a broom, you know, because the good thing about this snow, we didn't get the ice first. It was just this powdery snow that pretty much just, you just brush it off your car. Because the night before I went and bought this newfangled scraper and I was happy because I was ready. I was prepared, had my gloves, had everything I was going to wear, but the snow hit and it was pretty bad. They called off school. And so it, affected, my work schedule and all the things that I had planned to do. And so at that moment I'm like, ugh, what am I going to do now? So I'm still playing catch up because, from my office standpoint, my office is closed. So there's things in there that I need to have. And then if my new employees can't reach the sites, I can't train them. But then you have people who call off work, and then I have to go replace them if nobody else can go. So that's that's what I've been dealing with, and I'm just now playing catch up. I will be playing catch up all week, and then I have my weekly work that has to be done every week. I'm still behind with that. So I'm praying for a miracle, but supposedly we're getting a lot more snow in. We're getting a lot more snow in tonight. Not a lot more, a couple of inches tonight. And I'm like, that's going to complicate matters, because now the main streets are really are clear, and some of the side streets, the secondary streets, they're a little bit better. But it's like, if we get the snow, then this is going to knock a whole nother kink in my plan. Then I'll have to push everything that I had on Monday and Tuesday, because everything I pushed had on Monday, I pushed to Tuesday. Everything I had on Tuesday, I pushed to Wednesday. And so since none of those things happened, and I canceled everything today. So now my Monday and Tuesday things that I canceled have to be picked up on Wednesday. But if it's closed, I'm running out of week. This is one of those weeks I wish there was like another bean day or something in the middle of the week, so it could help me get what I need to get done. But it's just crazy. And then, like, I was on my way home this morning, you know, of course, everything, the stuff that has started to melt, it froze, because it's incredibly cold here now. And thing is, I know anybody who's from Boston, no disrespect for you, I know you guys are getting it with all that crazy snow you are getting. But, you know, I got to deal with what I got to deal with here. And so we have a main expressway, what we call it, that gets you from the west side to the east side. So I'm on the east of the very, very far east side of town, and I had to go all the way to the southwest side. And I'm just taking my time, you know, and then you have these idiots, you know. And even yesterday when it was still snowing, I was going to work. I'm taking the bypass, which is a little bit faster for me to get to where I was, and which I shouldn't have done it because people have wrecks back there. But I'm a very conscientious driver. I don't speed, especially in inclement weather. I don't speed when it's, yeah, just know. But you have these crazy trucks. So there's one side, you know, it's a two-lane interstate, this is. And you have one side that's clean because, you know, they has a little plowing, some salt. But the cars have been driving on it, so it's been melting the snow and ice away. So you have better traction. Then the other side, that's the inside lane, it's still a little covered with snow. And, you know, why drive over there and risk slipping and sliding when you can drive on the right behind someone else so you guys are safe? But you have these crazy trucks, and this is why I think there needs to be some kind of law. But I know, because on some interstates, you know, if you're going 70, trucks are supposed to go 65. I went to Louisville a couple weeks ago, and I called on a truck. I called the state police or whomever answered the phone. I'm like, this idiot's going to kill somebody. I know I was probably going 75, and he was trying to push me down the highway on my ass. But as soon as I picked up my cell phone, he slows down because they're supposed to go 65. But anyhow, when you have inclement weather, you know, I don't care how big your vehicle is, and trucks are known to jackknife and all that kind of nonsense. Why are you, you know, going 80? You know, I was going 40, you know, I might have been going slower than that yesterday afternoon, I'm sorry. And this truck had to be going the speed limit, you know, which on that particular one is 60, 65. And then he's in the left lane, and there's snow, because it's a real powdery snow, blowing everywhere. So he's creating a whiteout. You know, I'm like, all it takes for him to hit a slick spot and jackknife, and then all of us are dead. You know, and I just couldn't believe it that, you know, that because I don't care how good, because I think I can drive very well in the snow, but I'm not going to risk it. You know, just like this morning when I'm going home, you know, this guy was in a 4x4 truck or some sort, and he thought it would be cute. And here it's still a little icy on the ground to get on my ass, you know, and as I was going back into town, you know, then when he finally was able to pass, and then another car had to slow down just so he could pass and not hit her if she had to slam on her brakes. And I'm like, are you kidding me with this? You know, I don't care what kind of vehicle you have. I don't care what type of driver you think you are. I think you need to be more conscientious of the other drivers around you, because you're risking our lives. And that's the only thing I hate about the snow, really, other than the cold. I can deal with the cold. I haven't wore a coat all summer. Of course not. I haven't wore a coat all winter. I wore a scarf, though. I'm known. Why am I known as a scarf guy at my work? You know, known as the scarf guy. So it's just, you know, I'm just tired of it. I'll be completely happy when it's, I'll be completely happy when it's all gone and done with, because I just hate winter. And I do like to get out, because tomorrow is, you know, new comic book day. I have to get to the comic book store, you know. But anyhow, like I said, so I hope you guys who are in some of these other areas that that are experiencing some crazy weather, be safe. Don't drive too crazy and just stay in. You know. Sometimes we just resort to staying in and not being out in this crazy weather. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back, and I want to tell you about one of my most favorite people from a television show is in trouble again. Stay tuned to find out how. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
This man that I plan to entangle, isn't he fine? My claim to fame was to maim and mangle. Vengeance was mine. But I'm out of the biz. The name I made I'll trade for his. The only trouble is I'll never tell.
She is the one, she's such wonderful fun, such passion and grace. Warm in the night when I'm right in her tight embrace, tight embrace. I'll never let her go. The love we've known can only grow. There's just one thing that, no, I'll never tell. 'Cause there's nothing to tell.
He snores.
She wheezes.
Say housework and he freezes.
She eats these skeezy cheeses that I can't describe.
I talk, he breezes.
She doesn't know it pleases.
His penis got diseases from a Chumash tribe.
The vibe gets kind of scary.
Like she thinks I'm ordinary.
Like it's all just temporary.
Like her toes are kind of hairy. But it's all very well. 'Cause God knows I'll never tell.
When things get rough, he just hides behind his Buffy. Now look, he's getting huffy. 'Cause he knows that I know.
She clings, she's needy. She's also really greedy. She never...
His eyes are beating.
This is my verse, hello. She...
I'm dancing crazy!
Of the Scoobies, with your lips as red as rubies and your firm yet supple tight embrace.
He's swell.
She's sweller.
He'll always be my feller.
That's why I'll never tell her that I'm petrified.
I've read this tale.
tail. There's wedding and betrayal. I know that come the day I want to run and hide.
I lied. I said it's easy. I've tried, but there's these fears I can't quell. Is she looking for a pot of gold? Will our lives become too stressful if I'm never that successful?
When I get sworn and wrinkly that I look like David Brinkley.
Am I crazy?
Am I dreaming?
Am I marrying a demon?
We could really raise the beam and making marriage a hell.
So thank God I'll never tell. I swear that I'll never tell. My lips are sealed.
I take the fifth.
Nothing to see. Move it along. Never tell.
I guess he don't want to tell nobody because Nicholas Brendon from one of my favorite, most beloved series of all time, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, is acting a fool once again. I met Nicholas Brendon last year, my niece and I, at Indie Pop Con. I don't know if they're going to invite him back because a few months ago, after another comic book convention, I forget which one, he was at. He's at the hotel acting a fool, tearing up stuff. And then just yesterday or this past weekend, I guess there's a con in Florida called Shop Pop Con or Pop Shop Con or something like that. Shock Pop Con. Shock Con Pop. Something like that. It's in Florida. I went to the website and he wasn't billed as one of the featured guests. He was just a guest. Now, I've been to some of these cons to where you have the really, and I hate to say this because this is kind of wrong, because he's still on TV. You know, he does, you know, appearances on one of the CIS shows and, well, I guess that's all he really does, but I'm not laughing because, hey, he got money, more money than I got. Well, maybe, because he wasn't a feature guest. He was just a guest. So when you have some of these cons, they have, like, the feature guests, and they have just guests. Like, last year at Indie Pop Con, you had, like, him. He was a featured guest there. They had some chick from Game of Thrones, Ryan Glass from Avengers and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., a Power Ranger, and they were a featured guest. Sylvester McCoy. It was all in the very, very back. Then you had the little B-list guest, which I hate saying B-list because that sounds kind of wrong. You had the other guests that weren't featured guests, and like the guy from that played Shazam. You know, although he was kind of rude, and I wasn't really interested in talking to him that well, I tried to, and then he got to throwing out prices before we could even say hey. You know, they have tables within the convention itself, like, you know, just kind of scattered throughout. And so at that con, Nicholas was a featured guest, but I guess at this particular con, he wasn't. They had, and thing is, some of the ones they had listed as featured, I would think he would be more of a featured guest than them, but obviously it wasn't, so he didn't get food. Well, let me read the tweet he sent out, and then try to throw shade, because again, Nicholas Brendon, this is your paycheck, pretty much now. You know, I don't know how they pay residuals and stuff, but this is your paycheck. Hold on one second. Sorry, that was a work phone call. No, well, sort of a work phone call. You know what, people, you know, they get a different number, so so they can trick you into answering the phone. Don't do that. You know, that's why I hung up on your ass. Sorry about that. That just kind of pissed me off. But let me read the tweet that Nicholas sent out the other day. Well, I'll just read the whole article by TMZ. So, you know, TMZ was reporting, and it really got kind of ugly. star of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Nicholas Brandon, is in big trouble. He was arrested on felony grand theft at a Hilton hotel. He was in Fort Lauderdale, that's where it was, at a comic book convention, and authorities say he got rip-roaring drunk, trashed his hotel room, and ended up asleep in the hotel employee's office. How many just regular employees have their own office, right? According to the police report, Brendan did $450 worth of damage to the room and was on the hook for nearly $380 in food and beverage charges. Cops say Brendan refused to pay, and that's why he's been charged with grand theft. Sounds a little like the whole Randy Quaid incident in a hotel near Santa Barbara. It also says that Brendan has had issues at comic conventions before. He was arrested last October for a disturbance at an Idaho hotel, and 2 days later he apologized and said he was going to rehab. A few days before his latest arrest, Brendan said he had split from wife of 5 months. Yeah, that's another thing that I've seen, that they were going through a really difficult time, and the chick's name was something really ridiculous, but he tweets out that he's stuck at the airport without a car, without a per diem, and something else that he wanted. You go to a convention every weekend. I know I paid you $30 for an autograph, I think, and then another $40 for a picture that I'd already purchased, although we took pictures at the table, because some of these conventions won't let you do that. And so $70 to him, and there was a lot of people in his line the day that I went, and this was a 3-day event. There was a lot of people in his line. He was probably the most popular guest out of everybody. He was very nice. He was hugging people, but I'm wondering if his drinking problem is what he has, obviously, is just a result of the sadness he's experiencing because of him not being more famous. You know, Sarah Jessica Parker, Sarah Michelle Gellar, you know, it's not like she's been in a lot of successful shows. She had Ringer that lasted for 2 seasons. She was on Crazy Ones that lasted for 2 seasons. You know, but she hasn't been in a lot of big time movies. Probably the most successful stories to come out of Buffy the Vampire Slayer is Allison Hannigan and David Boreanaz. And so I'm like, you know, is that the reason that you feel like you have to do this to make a living, to feel like you're relevant? You know, you're kind of, you know, pop culture history, I guess you would say. But look at Charisma Carpenter. Have y'all seen her anywhere? You know, she ain't around tearing up hotels, but she's not doing these conventions either. But he goes to a lot of them. And now they're on his Facebook page saying, you know, we can discuss it, but we won't have any negativity. Then don't discuss it, because people are going to have something to say, like myself. I like Nicholas Brendan. He was very, very nice and very warm and inviting. That's probably why I got sick, because he was hugging on too many damn people, myself included. I just think it was just kind of, you know, just for you to put that out there to be scrutinized, then you talk about what you're not going to take. People are going to talk. You can't stop people from talking, you know, but you can. If he has a problem, then get him help. He obviously doesn't think he needs help yet. But, you know, he has to be getting to the point to where you're ready to hit rock bottom, whatever you're going through. I know it's easy for me to say, because I'm not going through it, or I don't know what he's going through, but whatever you're going through, there has to be a solution, and you have to want, you know, because you're such in the public eye and you're always going to be under public scrutiny. You have to want some type of resolution for yourself, you would think, you know, to get through this. But, you know, that remains to be seen. Anyway, when we come back, Geraldo's at it again, and I'll tell you why. It's a 5x5 late night show. We'll be right back.
patronize. Don't patronize.
See, you guys thought I only played R&B and hip-hop. I fooled y'all. And that is the incomparable Bonnie Raitt with Can't Make You Love Me. That song is classic. William says he loves this song. But it's a classic, classic, classic song. You know, Bonnie Raitt, she's that girl. You know, somebody has showed me. She was really pretty. I'm not saying she's not pretty now. She's just more mature. Remember, because back in the day, she was winning all, when she came out with this album, and I think Nick of Time wasn't this album. This album might have been called Bonnie Raitt. This might have been on Nick of Time. But you remember she won the Grammy for Nick of Time? You know, back, I guess it would have been the early 90s, mid 90s, when she kind of made a resurgence back into pop music, popular music. And so, but no, that's Bonnie Raitt. All, and all her red-headed glory. You never hear much about her, you know, about her life and what's going on. And she don't have any drama. She ain't getting thrown in the pen like Nicholas Brandon all the time. Getting arrested every month at a comic book convention because you don't know how to act. hey, we all have our demons. I just don't have that one because you ain't taking my freedom from me. But welcome back. It is the 5x5 late night show. My name is David. And we're just sitting here on a snowed in Tuesday night, Tuesday into Wednesday morning. It's like going to get 1 degrees or I think no minus 10 degrees tonight or minus one tonight. It's cold. It's really cold. But you know, like I said, the cold don't really affect me. As much as I'd rather be, because when you're cold, you can always put on a lot of layers, you know, or put on a really, really, you have thermals you can put on. You can put on a sweater, scarf, hats. You could wrap up a few pair of socks and you can stay warm. But when you're hot, there's not enough clothes that you can take off to make you cooler unless you're being an exhibitionist, you know, and showing your wing wang to everybody, booty, and there'd be sweating and stuff. I'd rather be cold than hot because I don't like the heat as much. Oh, look at William. William's trying to cuddle with people in the chat room. Now, Egypt is tripping. And we're going to go ahead and say this before we even get to the rest of the story.
I got two words, girl, fast.
Egypt is doing way too much. They have what they call a anus inspector. And he reveals the torturous methods of detecting homosexuals. Now, come on. You know, I mean, what?
Kids, your life.
Egypt, although Egypt has some very, very attractive people. I think there's some of the most beautiful people on the planet. But come on now. Gay men must remain closeted in public life in countries like Egypt. If not, they risk spending years in prison at best. But how do anti-gay governments prove men are gay? First, they send them to a anus inspector. Yes, y'all. Anus inspector. BuzzFeed caught up with one such doctor who looks at anuses of men charged with homosexuality. Much in the same way a fortune teller attempts to suss out the future from a pile of tea leaves. And this is what one of the anus inspector says. He says, the shape of the hole will change. The anus won't be normal anymore and will look like the female vagina. First, and I'm telling you, this is true. I'm not making this up. First, we make them take the prostrate position. The position that Muslims take when praying. Their tests are intended not just to determine whether someone has had anal sex, but also to detect chronic homosexuals. Because the letter of Egyptian law only criminalizes men who engage in habitual debauchery. So if they do it once a year, that's not considered habitual. Or I guess you do once a year, the same year for 10 years. Is that habitual? Or that you just having an anniversary. So, and so he says, Lewis said that he believed that in addition to their elongation, the anuses of chronic homosexuals also Now, wait for it. Don't clench when touched, or don't contract as tightly. They are smooth and lack the corrugations, wrinkles, found on normal anuses. And though he denied that examiners penetrate subjects under examination, he also said they can detect a chronic homosexual if his anus can accept larger objects.
See, that's how my disposition gets when my blood sugar drops, just like your face, all of that right there.
Right, because I know y'all faces. There's a mess going on here, right? Because, I mean, seriously, a normal man's anus can't take more than one joint of the small finger, he said. And if you guys can see the picture that's accompanied with the article, it has all these men that look like they're Egyptian or, you know, Arabic. They have their faces covered in towels and stuff. It's hilarious. He says, the international medical community has blasted the checklist for having no medical. But it's like a homosexual witch hunt, so to speak. Although Egyptian physicians continue to force the draconian anus inspection on men accused of violating anti-homosexual laws. These guys, like these guys who were arrested at a bathhouse. Well, come on now. Y'all was at a bathhouse in Cairo and acquitted. there's a report on BuzzFeed.com that kind of details everything that they do to these poor men. it's just chronic homosexuals and your anal's not clenching, and I don't want that job. You know, I don't want to look at your butthole. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. And but they said more than 150 people have been arrested on charges of homosexuality since President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi took power just 2 years ago. But you know, I did see the other day, I was watching, I forget what it was, some kind of documentary or something on internet, whatever, you know. Internet has a plethora of information. And they were in England and they picked, I want to say 300 men, but it could have been 600 men, to see if people who are who claim they are homophobic and against homosexuality, if they was aroused by gay porn. And so the studies show that men who were straight, they were straight guys, straight men who didn't have a problem with homosexuality, a very minuscule amount of them were aroused when they were showed gay porn. It was the ones who were saying, I'm a homophobe, I don't like gays, the nasty bastards, I'm tired of that faggoty punk bullshit. They were the ones, when exposed during this test, who were getting aroused by watching gay porn. So it led the person who conducted this little experiment to say that a lot of people who's running around here talking about, I hate gay this, I hate those sisters that, I hate those fags that, you guys have a lot of skeletons, you know, that's obviously turning you on. So, you know, the squeaky wheel makes the most noise. Shut up. You know, because now there's some, obviously, I don't know how scientific the, but they had a little device and everything. There was a little device that was like a little rubber band attached to like a little wire, a little wire that attached to a computer to show that it there was significant, well, not significant, it measured the amount of erection or state of arousal that these men were in. It was so funny to see. And like I said, the ones who were these rampant homophobes were the ones getting aroused, and the guys who just really didn't give a care, it didn't change them any. So I think that's really, really interesting. But again, y'all up in Egypt, you know, telling people bending over and inspecting their butts. You know, who wants to do all that? Y'all, I mean, y'all doing too much. But they go on and talk about how the anus needs to be normal. I'm talking about this way too much, right? Let's see. We're going to talk about... well, you guys, look for the article on BuzzFeed.com. I don't want this to get too blue. Egyptian, this put in Egyptian doctors and chronic homosexuals, and then that article will come back, will come up. So when we come back, we're going to wrap up with some Fanboy Weekly news on the docket, some Geraldo news, and... what else? I'm sure we have some other stuff to talk about. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. We'll be right back.
It's time for It's Fanboy Lucas on you geeks, nerds, and blurs. Let's get our geek on.
It's that time of our show when we fanboy out. You know, I used to have a separate show called Fanboy Weekly, but I was doing too damn much. So now it's incorporated into this show, which is going to be, like I've said 1,000 times, the Glitter and the Geek, coming in March. But you know, right now you always can check out past shows on our Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, or check out our blog that's not updated all the time, the5by5.blogspot.com, the 5's numeric, just like in our Twitter address @the5by5. And you can follow all of my geeky musings on Instagram, One Funny Guy, the number one, FUNNYGUY. Fanboy Weekly. Loot Crate is on its way. This month, I think the theme is play. I finally downloaded my game, I think last couple months ago, it could have been last month, that they gave away a free digital download from Steamworks is that gay club in Chicago, right? I've never been there, I just heard about it. just download the full game, and it's kind of crazy. But only thing I don't like is Street Fighter number 4. The only thing I don't like about it, it looks good on my computer, the animation is great, it's just to get that old school arcade feel to it. But using with a PC or laptop, the controls are not as easy. There's no mouse controls, and the up, down, jump, they're on a funny place on the keyboard that's hard to navigate. But and then two people can play from the same keyboard at one time, so I think that's kind of cool. And that's from last month. Or the month before is Loot Crate. But this Loot Crate is that's coming up. You know, you always can go to my Facebook page, the blog, and check out my Loot Crate link. And then you can go and I think the first month you sign up, if you sign up under me, you get a discount off your first month's crate. And you still have time. You still have until the 19th at 11:59 to order this month's crate. So if there are any gamers out there, I think this month's Loot Crate is called Play. And I think it's going to be kind of it's hats off to playing board games and stuff like that. Loot Crate Play for this month, for February. So you normally get it. Now, if you subscribe late, you'll get it late. Like, I normally get mine between the 20th. Now, with the weather, I don't know how it's going to be. Between the 20th and the 24th. One month, I didn't get it till like the 26th. But then, you know, it's only, $20 a month total. And then your first month, I think it's like $16 or $17. What I did sign up, and I don't know if I told you guys, Marvel Collector's Core, because it has a special edition 6-inch pop figure of the Hulkbuster Iron Man armor that will be available in May. But you have to subscribe for 2 months, and you get it every 2 months, and it's $25. It's $31 with tax. A little pricey, so I'm gonna do it once, because you know I'm a collector of the Funko Pop figures. And they recently had the toy, some kind of toy convention in New York, where they introduced the toys are coming in 2015. A ton of pop figures, and I'll be in pop figure heaven. That's why I'm making my nerd space, so I have somewhere to store my pop figures, because I think I'm getting close to having 100 now. I think I have maybe anywhere from 75 to 80. I think is what I have, or 70 to 80 of these Funko Pop figures, pop vinyls. I'm collecting sets and trying to find old ones and looking for chases. You know, I just received my exclusive Walgreens pop figures, the Venom, the Spider-Man, the Black Suit, Punisher, and Spider-Man 2099. So I'm going to make a space for those so I can display those in my nerd space. Pictures to come. But this year, Funko is breaking out, I think I talked about it last week, The Fifth Element, Mulder and Scully from The X-Files. They're expanding the Buffy line, the Game of Thrones line, Hanna-Barbera. What else was there? I've seen a whole bunch. There's so much. So if you go to Funko Pop Hunters or Pop Hunters on Facebook, they have the whole complete digest. Or you go to the Funko website and you can see the whole digest. The Matrix is coming, of all the new pop figures that's on slate to debut in 2015, some coming as early as next month. Tonight I did... Sure, you've been there. Sure, you've been there. Where, Mr. William? Mr. William seems to like, he likes my music tonight. That's William in the chat room. You know, you guys are always enjoying us live here on Spreaker in the chat room, and kind of hang out. We have a good time. Sometimes when I'm playing music, we're chatting in the chat room, and I'm talking with the people in there tonight, in there during the night. But I'm responding to something. Sure, you've been there. I've never been. If you're talking about the New York Toy Festival thing, I've never been there. I've never been to New York. Somebody should take me. No, no, I've never been to Steamworks. No, I haven't. Thank you very much. I didn't know you were talking about that. No, sir. But tonight, if you guys, this will be a little bit of a spoiler. If you've seen The Flash tonight, they're doing absolutely everything right. They're doing everything right in respect to how the stories are being told, how they're treating the DC comic properties. I think DC, stay out of the movie business. You know, where you have succeeded is in your animated movies that's done very well, and they've been very well done. And then your television shows. You know, you have the new Supergirl coming to TNT, the Teen Titans that's going to another station. Then, of course, Arrow and The Flash and Gotham. You know, Constantine, I don't think we're going to see any more Constantine. Too little, too late. But tonight's episode of The Flash was absolutely incredible. And just as a spoiler for you guys who've already seen it, didn't see it, close your ears. Grodd makes his appearance tonight at the very end, albeit, but off the chain. I think the way they treated the Firestorm line with Ronald Raymond and Professor Stein, I don't think it could have been told any better. You know, when they're trying to follow the source material, they've done so much to translate to, so for a wider audience to receive it and to, you know, pay homage to us fans who love the stories the way they are. So I think they did a great job, and The Flash just gets better. I think it's better than Arrow now. As superhero TV shows go, I think Flash is number one. Arrow, I'm going to say Arrow's number two, but I really love Gotham. It's all these shows are really, really good. They've all been picked up for the Arrow, a fourth season, The Flash and Gotham, a second season. So we're happy to know that about those particular shows. The Walking Dead this past week, it's getting to be... I always have a part when I'm watching The Walking Dead that it gets difficult to watch because so much is going on that it's just so hard to watch. It's because it's so... I wouldn't say sensitive. It's just because it's so well written. You feel for these people so much that you're just like, oh, I don't want to watch them go through what they're going through, or it's another thing they have to go through. But with that being said, with the arrival of this new character that came on at the end of this past Sunday show, he's the first officially gay character for The Walking Dead. So I know all us gay boys will be happy to see what his storyline, which is not as going to, doesn't look like it's going to be as good as we think it could be. Not from it's bad, they're treating the gay guy, but it's from, there's going to be a lot going on from now to the end of the season. But I did want to give you guys since I haven't done it in a very long time, a couple of free digital downloads. So, as always, you know, in the past, when I gave away digital downloads, you have to have the Marvel app, but you have to redeem it on your computer. So, you have to go to marvel.com, I think. Let's see, Marvel. Yeah, marvel.com/redeem. And you have to put the following code in for, if I can get it off, they always stick for to stick, and I, when I take them off, it rips off everything. And this is for Magneto, which is still a good book, number 13. And that code is, remember, go to marvel.com/redeem and put in this code. William, I don't think you've ever been here when I gave away a free digital download. So this could be your first one if you have the Marvel app on your iOS or Android device, or on your Windows 8 PC. You can enjoy a free digital comic of Marvel 13. The first person who gets the code in is the first one that gets it, and I have one more after this one. So the code for Marvel's Magneto number 13 is T as in Tom, M, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, the number 5, R as in running, I as in ice cream, B as in ball, the number 8, U, L as in laughter, A as in apple. One more time, T, M, A, M, 5RIB8ULA. And that's for your very own digital copy of Magneto number 13. And then the next one, let's see. Which one am I going to give away next? I've been trying to get my comic books together. And speaking of Firestorm, remember this past summer, back in September, when Ethan Van Shiver was going to be at Nashville Comic Con, Wizard World Nashville Comic Con, and he didn't show up, and I sent him a nasty tweet, and then he sent me all these books that he had signed. I actually found me, and which I couldn't find for a while, number one, Fury of Firestorm, number one, which you haven't picked up the new 52 version of the Fury of Firestorm. It is a good read, and Ethan Van Sciver, was the artist, and Gail Simone was the writer, and done a very, very, very good job with the material, as it were. Okay, and this is another one. The second one we'll give away is Wolverine's number one, and this is a new series going on in Marvel. There's too many number ones, and I'm a little over it. But also this week, hitting is Silk, which from the Spider-Verse. She's coming out with her new comic, and also so Silk number one, and then Gwen Stacy, Spider Gwen, she's going to get her own book. I think that's coming in March, and then also. Those two will be, I think they'll be popular, but then we have a special holiday edition, Valentine's edition of Ms. Marvel, number 15, which a guest appearance with Loki. So for the free Wolverines, number one, type in this code. Remember that only one person can get it, so first come, first set. First come, first serve. That's what it means. Go to marvel.com/redeem and type in this code. T as in Tom, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, V as in Victory, X, G as in Go, Z as in Zebra, F as in Frank, U, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, M as in Mary. All letters that time. So TMAVXGZFUTAM. And that's for your own copy of Wolverine's number one digitally. So I think that's all we have for Fanboy Weekly. Look for this segment every week on Fanboy Weekly on the 5x5 late night show, soon to be Glitter and the Geek. When we come back, we'll finish up with some Geraldo news. And then we'll wrap up for tonight. Thank you guys for listening. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We will be right back.
fragile situation. It could fall apart at any time, and none would be the wiser except you and I.
Seems that we stop talking like we're afraid to disagree. Oh. And after all we've been through,
can we still be that naive?
I don't know who that is. I used to love this song. This song came out in the 80s when I was a young cat back in the day. And I loved it. It was a follow-up single to a song called Secret Lovers. And that song was huge. That's because all y'all cheating ass people like that kind of stuff. Welcome back. It was Atlantic Star. Welcome back. It was a 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Not that I had to think about it too long. And my tablet is not coming on. It's been having a problem with that. Thank you guys for joining. Me tonight. If I get my tablet come back on, we can wrap up tonight's semi-successful show. With all the technical problems I've had tonight, which it's starting to get on my nerves. So I'm going to work those out, hopefully. And work on timing. Because I don't mean to keep you guys this late. It is, 11:56? So we're almost done for the night. We're almost done. Last thing. Oh, another, and I meant to say this during the Fanboy Weekly spot. There's a new television network coming to Netflix, to, I guess, your cable providers. It's called Con TV. And what Con TV is, it's like a like all your anime and fanboy pop culture stuff in a television channel. I think it's going to be owned by Wizard World. It's coming March 3rd, so hopefully they'll put it on either Roku or Apple TV so I can have access to it. But you can go to contv.com and check it out. And they're also going to have spots from the conventions. So if you've never been to a convention, you don't know what's really going on, you can hopefully check out Con TV and see what they do at these Wizard World conventions, which they're pretty much all the same, as in what goes on. A lot of cosplayers, you have your media guests. In the summertime, you see a lot of LARPing. I've seen it. Then what I liked about Indie Pop Con, they gave a place, gave a forum or a platform for us podcasters. I don't know if I'm going to do it this year. I'm pretty sure you had to sign up a long time ago. I would love to do it. But with my work schedule, I don't know if I can get away that much time during the year. I do have a lot of PTO left for the year, but you know, I still have to be able to take the time off. I don't have anybody to work, right? So check out Con TV. It's going to be coming up March 3rd. I don't know who's going to, where it's going to be broadcast at. I think it's going to be done online only. So I think, because I was seeing some things about the PlayStation Network, Xbox, or maybe Network, and then of course hopefully it'll be on Roku and on smart TVs and stuff like that. Our friend Geraldo Rivera is at it once again, and I'm not going to talk too much about it, but it being Black History Month, I thought I would talk about this a little bit. And I don't normally end serious, but I guess it's going to be a little more serious than the rest of today's podcast. But Geraldo Rivera says hip hop has done more damage to Black and brown people than racism in the last 10 years. And I'm like, is that true? Is that true? Does that have any weight? And he was on, of course, Fox News saying this. He says he challenged anyone to find a youngster, a Puerto Rican from the South Bronx, or a Black kid from Harlem who has succeeded in life other than being the 1/10 of 1/10 of 1% that make it in the music business. That's been a success in life, walking around with his pants around his ass and with visible tattoos. What does tattoos have to do with anything, Geraldo? It used to be back in the day, Geraldo was, I think he's more right than he is left anymore. You know, he was the one on TV fighting the racist on his television show. Remember, they broke his nose? And I used to love his show. Here lately, he just says some of these things that, have you always felt like that, or just something happened to make you change your perspective, changed a little bit? And again, and that's what I was saying earlier, I don't need your commentary on what you think my life is, because I don't care. And this is what some people who are not Black, non-Black people, you know, they think if they have a lot of Black friends or they're immersed in urban culture, that they still have, you have a perspective, but it's not a living perspective, I guess you would say. And so when people say that, it just irritates me, because although what he says, there's some validity to it. You know, I see young men and women, for that fact, in my own community, you know, that I'm like, wow, you know, if you would just take this energy that you're wasting and focus it towards something remotely I'm going to say remotely. I think it's the wrong word. Just use the energy just to, in a positive light, you know, how much more bountiful your life could be. And so it just kind of hurts my heart because I see, I know how I was raised. I know how my niece and my nephew are being raised. And there's some things that I see that I'm just like, wow, my mom wouldn't have put up with this. My mom, my sister, she's a mother. My sister won't allow this. And it's just, I think we're losing some of our youth to thinking they're going to be a rapper or a sports star. Because I will agree with Geraldo, the percentage is so low, you need to have a backup plan, you know. But, you know, I'm not one to say don't explore your talent, you know, or don't use your talent. But I think you need to be realistic. And I think as parents and as mentors, we have to tell some of these young people, you know, I think it's great that you're a rapper. I think that's great that you find this music appealing and you want to be in the music industry. But I also think it's great that you do well in school. I also think it's great that you are a productive member of society. And then, not to put your dreams on a back burner, you know, sometimes you have to have a reality before you can have a dream, right? And so that's all I really say about that. The article went on and said that Rivera says he loves Russell Simmons. He's a dear friend and he admires his business acumen. But at some point, those guys have to cop to the fact that by encouraging this distinctive culture that is removed from the mainstream, they have encouraged people to be so different from the mainstream that they can't participate other than, you know, the racks and the garments center and those entry-level jobs, and I lament it. I really do. I think that it has been very destructive culturally. But I think, but that, you know, it's just not Russell Simmons. You know, what do you say to the young guys who are idolizing Michael Jordan? You know, although Michael Jordan is, he has a college degree, and he was educated, but he has this phenomenal professional basketball career. You know, his shoes are still $150+, and these kids are trying to get it. So I think you need to loop everybody, and not just the black celebrities. I think the people who use that the urban, you know, the urban dollar from these kids that are, you know, that some of these kids can't afford it, you know, because when I was growing up, no, you can't have no Jordans. You're not getting, you go get a job, you know. So anything I worked that I wanted at 16, when I could work, I started to work. And so, I think the wrong message has been sent from all aspects, just not from the rappers and the hip hop culture, because they always get a bad rap when it comes to how influential they are on the black community. And I think that's unfair. But I think Geraldo needs to just, you know, pump his brakes, because I'm not trying to listen to you, because at one point in your life, you were very exploitative in what you put out there for public consumption by way of your show. So have a seat. And
I got two words. Girl, bye.
Girl, bye. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. I always have a fun time to talk to you guys. So hopefully there won't be much snow left, or not left, much snow that's coming tonight and this weekend. But wherever you guys are, and whatever climate you're in, if you're in a cold weather climate with all this craziness, be careful, be mindful of your drivers, your other drivers on the road, and the people who live in warm climates, don't make fun of us. We're suffering. Stay tuned Thursday to the Weekly Rewind when I join Tristan, Chris, and Gary for the best in weekly news as we look back at the week, news from the week, and we just kind of chuckle and kiki and have a good time. That is Thursday night here on Spreaker.com and also on Pride 48, but you can always go to the weeklyrewind.com to find past episodes. Thank you, guys. Thank you, William, for joining me in the chat room, keeping me company in the chat room tonight. We're going to go ahead and sign off tonight, and then we'll be back next Tuesday. Thank you, guys. You guys have a great night, great weekend, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.